what you can do now with creating with a vision board.
So first create a sacred space in your home or at work that displays your most heartfelt desires and what you really want to create in your life. It's a manifestation board. When you create a vision board, you're drawing back your bow. And the more intensely you feel, I mean, get into your heart when you're doing this. Don't do this with your mind. Do it with your heart. Because the more you get into your feeling for what's on display on your board, the more likely you're, and the more rapidly you're going to manifest it.
Well, the idea of a sacred space, as you said, can be very powerful. And it can be very helpful once you've created your board to put it in that sacred space where your heart energy is. And a sacred space doesn't have to be a whole room in your house. It could be a little windowsill. It could be a little corner of your desk. It could be an area outside of your house even. Just something that is sacred to you, which could be a religious area for you and your belief system and a spiritual path you're following, or it could be things from nature.
It's a representation of whatever that, what our sacred space means.
Pictures of
to
loved
you.
Ones.
It could
whatever,
be a picture of your favorite beach.
Whatever is sacred to you. Now, when you are preparing to create this board, it can be fun to do it with a few friends where you sit around, create the mood. When you work on that vision board, make sure you're not in a time of stress. So do the tools and techniques we've taught you to let go of the stress, get into a centered, heartfelt space.
Put some music on, whatever makes your heart sing. So
have
you
fun.
Want your heart singing, and then it's like you're the director of the movie, which is your life.
But let your inner child be the full director of it. Have fun with it, because our inner adult likes to come in and go, we can't ask for that. That's, no one could have that.
That's too expensive. I could never do that. That's going to be work. Now let your inner child do it. Your 8-year-old, your 6-year-old. Go back there and allow the creative juices to flow and the freedom of whatever you used to love or you want to love or you love now manifest on that board.
Try and put as many pictures or symbols of things that represent what it is you want to manifest. You want it to be where when as soon as you look at it, you feel it. It's like,
oh. I have that. I already have that. It's wonderful. And then feel the feelings around how wonderful it is to have whatever it is that you envisioned. Very important, because when you have an elevated emotion, it starts creating, co-creating with the universe. Without an elevated emotion, it's flat. It's nothing. So find an elevated emotion. Get into your best self. Feel it as part of you already.
So you may sit with some old magazines and maybe just flip through them. Don't get all in your head about it. Just flip through. And if all of a sudden you see something and you may not even know why, suddenly your heart goes, oh, you know, just rip it out without thinking about it. Rip the page out, set it aside, and keep flipping. So that what you'll end up with is a little stack of pages that then you can more neatly cut around or shape up in however you want.
Or you can print out your own photos of what you love to see.
But you want the least amount of mind involved and the greatest amount of heart involved. Okay? Once you've done this, glue it down on your board. And for people who go, I can't afford to go get this or that, use whatever, the side of a cardboard box you have at home. Just cut it out.
Put some tape underneath. Double stick your tape.
Use a little honey.
Whatever. And it's an easy and cheap thing to do. And then place your vision board where you're going to see it several times a day. And when you see it, open your heart and feel it. Don't just look at it. Hi, vision board. This is number one, time number one, time number two. Feel it. Stop. Breathe it in. Feel yourself in each picture.
When you see this, and again, as many times a day as you can look at it without obsessing on it, but at least twice a day, somewhere where you're naturally going to come across it and gaze upon it and just feel yourself going, oh, yeah, you know, oh, with all my heart, I send to this. Each time you send your love intention to your creations, it re-energizes this creation and sends out into the ethers or the universe to help it manifest. Right. It's much like a crystal grid.
It is. And we teach a class on how to develop a crystal grid. But once you have a crystal grid, it's amazing. You can measure it with divining rods. You can see how far it goes out. And the more intention you put into it and the more loving focus you put into it, the greater the field is.
So work with this and have fun with it. Journal about your experiences. See what manifests in the board that you've put there. You may find they don't all manifest at once. One thing on your board may manifest within 24 hours, the next within a few days, the next a few weeks. But recreate a new vision board at least every 6 months. Sooner if you're a really rapid manifester and everything comes to fruition. But journal about it so you follow your progress.
And enjoy it.